Let's get your Bibles. I'd like for you to turn to the book of James in the New Testament. The book of James in the Bible, chapter 1. James chapter 1. And it's entitled, A Perfect Father. A Perfect Father. James chapter 1, and I want us to read verses 16 through 18, and it says this, Do not err, my beloved brothers. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, in whom is no change or shadow of turning. Of his own will he brought us forth with the word of truth that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Verse 17, Every good and perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, in whom is no change or shadow of turning, a perfect Father. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you would take the words that are shared today and bring life to them. I pray that, Lord, you would minister to every heart in a way that only you can. And I pray that, Lord, as we celebrate Father's Day, we even celebrate you. For, Lord, we thank you for your love and your mercy, your patience toward us as our Heavenly Father. And so we ask that you'd bless the preaching of your word this morning in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen. Today is Father's Day. And it's a day in which we celebrate our fathers. And I thank God from the bottom of my heart for my own dad. I have always appreciated him and the fact that he was always there for my family. He worked hard. He was always faithful in providing for the family in many, many different ways. A strong man, always a very strong man. I still remember one day, it was on my birthday. It was the last day of hunting season, and I actually had a tag and license to go hunting. And I still remember Dad saying, hey, let's go try. And so we went up towards Hot Creek. And I remember I was still a young boy, and I was trying to carry the 30, is it 303 British? And I was trying to carry that thing, but I was a small boy carrying just the gun, and it was heavy. But I remember as we were walking up, all of a sudden there was that big old buck. And I remember him pulling that gun out, and bam! But then all of a sudden that crazy buck got up and took off running. And so there were me and him, and he's running like a madman, and I'm trying to follow. And I remember there it was again, and bam! And it got up again and took off. And so we started running after it again. And I still remember when we sat there in the open brush there and boom, he shot again. And the three bullets that he had in the gun were now gone. And so I remember the thing kind of got up and moved. So we were like, well, have mercy. Let's go and try to find it. So we were looking for it. And all of a sudden we pulled into a clearing. And there was that big buck with a nice rack on its head. And it was wounded and it couldn't get away, but still alive. And so I remember my dad got that gun. And he turned it over because it didn't have any bullets. And that thing was wounded. So he got the gun and he started knocking the buck out. Boom! And boom, finally it was wounded enough that he jumped on it, he got his knife, and boom, cut the throat, and we had some deer jerky that year. Amen? And I just always remember that story. My dad got that buck, and he started pulling it towards the truck, and I just looked at him as, man, this guy is strong. I mean, he pulled it all the way, and he said, you carry the gun, and I was having trouble with a rifle, and he carried that big old buck over there. We finally loaded it in and took it home, and man, I thank God for my dad, and I thank God for the strength that he always represented for me as a young boy, and still today, I'm always amazed at the wisdom that he has. I mean, I've seen him move big old things, and I'm like, how'd you get it over there? And he just said, oh, I put some posts, some round things, and I just scooted along that, and he'd get it there all by himself. But today I want to talk to you about a perfect father. I love my dad, but I can tell you, and I'm sure he could admit, it's not perfect. I'm a father, and I can tell you, I'm not perfect. But I want to talk to you today about a perfect father. Our God in heaven is perfect. There will never be a day that we can accuse him of being compromising or showing favor to one above another. He doesn't show favorites. He's not that way. God is perfect. And the scripture says, as we just read in the epistle of James, that every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of lights, the Father above. He gives every good and perfect gift. He's not going to give you things that will hurt you in the sense of he wants to harm you. Everything that God gives to you comes from above, and it's coming from a perfect Heavenly Father who cares for you. But we're living in a world where some have never known the joy of having their Father in their lives. Some have carried hurt, pain, because there was not a father in a picture. Thank God for the grandfathers. Thank God for uncles. Thank God for those that have helped to take that role of a father figure in the lives of those that have not had their earthly father in the picture. But sometimes the scar and the pain of that kind of life can sometimes cause us to look at our Heavenly Father in that kind of light, as if God will not be there for me. But I'm here to tell you that our Heavenly Father above has a care and a concern for you that is perfect. He will not abandon you when the going gets tough. He is there for you. And so whenever our fathers may have not been perfect, we don't need to focus on the imperfections of our earthly parents. We need to begin to focus on the perfection of our Father above. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will stand with you no matter what. But the statistics are very real. And I wanted to share with you some of those statistics, if you don't mind. And it's not to bring heaviness or to make it seem as if all fathers are making mistakes. Don't misunderstand. But the statistics show how important the role of the father is in the home. Even the imperfections of our fathers, just the fact that they were there, helps to bring a solidity to a family. And so, to the fathers this morning, I just want to relate to you how important you are to your family. How important your presence is in the lives of your children, in the life of your wife, in the life of your grandchildren and such. 90% of all homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes. 85% of all children who show behavior disorders come from fatherless homes, 20 times the national average. 80% of rapists with anger problems come from fatherless homes. 71% of high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. Children with fathers who are involved are 40% less likely to repeat a grade in school. Children with fathers who are involved are 70% less likely to drop out of school. Children with fathers who are involved are more likely to get A's in school. Children with fathers who are involved are more likely to enjoy school and engage in extracurricular activities. 75% of all adolescent patients in chemical abuse centers come from fatherless homes. All of that to say how important the role of the father is. Even a father in his imperfections, the fact that he is there, will help that child to have a security in their lives. That's why it's so important to have that father figure in the life, or someone that plays that role very well, like a grandfather, an uncle, a mentor, who is there to help that child. We watched the movie Courageous, and in the movie it brought out a young man, even though, of course, this is fictional, but the man who didn't have the father in his life and how painful it was to be raised without his father. But there was another man, a pastor in this young man's life, who was there for him to help mentor him. And that shaped the rest of his life. The role of the father cannot go unnoticed. The statistics show us how important that role is. Let me tell you this. Whether saved or unsaved, in the world or in the church, Satan is out to destroy the father figure. And that's why the father is so important. His role is like a glue that keeps a family together and helps those children to know that he is there. I said it earlier, just kind of hit on it a little bit. But the role of the father in both the lives of a boy as well as daughters is crucial. Dr. James Dobson has written wonderful books. One is called Bringing Up Boys. The other one is called Bringing Up Girls. And for those with young families here, I'd encourage you to read those books. But what Dr. James Dobson establishes with all the material and all the evidence to show, the role of the father in the home is crucial in their upbringing. But we are imperfect. We make our mistakes. This is not to bear down on imperfections. Please hear me. As long as you're there and you're trying, God will bless the work of your hands. Amen. But we have a heavenly Father who is perfect. He's not going to make mistakes. Amen. He knows what you're going through. He knows the ins and outs of why you're acting or why we're feeling the way we're feeling. And he is there for us to help us through all that we will face. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. In Ephesians chapter 6, turn there with me if you can. Ephesians comes right after Galatians. If you've gone to the Corinthian letters, you've gone too far. I mean, you've got to go a little further, I should say. But Ephesians chapter 6 brings out the importance of the family. I just want you to see this really fast, because there's a blessing in our children, or in you, in how you honor your parents. It says in chapter 6 and verse 2, I'll just read verse 1 as well. It says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father." I want you to say father. "And mother." Say mother. "But honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise," verse 3 says, "so that it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth." God has set the role of both father and mother to help to guide, to help to protect and nurture that young life in their upbringing in a way that will affect even their future when they finally fly out of the nest. But the role of the father in that dynamic is crucial. I want you to turn to Proverbs just to see some scriptures here. Proverbs is right after the book of Psalms. Turn to Proverbs chapter 1. And I just want you to see how the writer of Proverbs brings out that very truth that it will go well with you as we listen to the father. Let me say it this way. This has application to your earthly father, your earthly parent, that when we obey our parents, your life will be blessed. It will be a long life. Amen? But let's also give it this extra twist in obeying your heavenly father. As you seek to follow your heavenly father with all of your heart, I can guarantee you this, that he will give you a long life because he promised it in his word. Amen? In Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 8, this is a father speaking to a son, and he says, "My son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the teaching of your mother." God has given to the father the ministry of teaching his young. It's the father that sometimes doesn't necessarily always teach as in the class, but whose example in life is being watched by their children. Our Heavenly Father above is also an educator. Amen. And he will teach you as you come to him. He will educate you in everything that concerns your life. Turn to chapter 3. Verses 1 through 3, it says this of Proverbs, "My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments." Why? "For length of days and long life and peace will they add to you. Do not let mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. So you will find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man," so on and so forth. There is the promise of length of days, long life, peace to those that will give heed to the instruction of the Father. Our Heavenly Father above wants to speak to you. The Bible says that we can hear Him in such a way that we hear His voice behind us saying, "This is the way, walk in it." God wants to help to direct your steps. And as you listen to Him, He will give you long life, length of days, and peace. There is peace in walking with God. There is a joy that is only found in Him. This world can't give it. But there is a peace in walking with our Father above. Amen? And He wants to put His hand upon your life. Look at chapter 4. Verses 1 through 2, it says, "Hear, O children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good precepts. Do not forsake my teaching." As we will give heed to the voice of our perfect Father above, He will be the one that will lead us in the way of understanding. He will give us wisdom. He will give us guidance in the affairs of our life. But I'm talking about listening to a perfect father. Look at chapter 13. Proverbs 13. A perfect father cares for his children in such a way that even when that child begins to do wrong, he will discipline them. Amen? Look at chapter 13, verse 24. It says, "He who spares his rod hates his son, but he who loves him disciplines him early." Now, we're not talking about child abuse here. We're talking about discipline. And our perfect Father above also will discipline. There are times when we, as His children, begin to go in a way that we shouldn't go, or we begin to do things we're not supposed to, and God, in His love for us, will sometimes have to pull out a rod. Amen? A rod of correction. But He does it because He loves us. Because to be honest, without discipline, it says, he who spares his son hates, or he who spares the rod, I should say, or the rod of correction hates his son. But I'm thankful that we have a loving Heavenly Father. How about you? Look at chapter 15 of Proverbs. These all kind of go hand in hand. Verse 5 says, "A fool despises his father's instruction, but he who regards reproof is prudent." See, it's a father who has been through life. They have been there. They're trying to help to instruct their children because they don't want them to make even sometimes the mistakes they may have made. But it's a fool, a foolish son or daughter who despises his father's or her father's instruction. But the one that regards reproof is prudent, is very wise. Look at chapter 22. Last but not least, verse 15, it says, "Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction will drive it from him." It's talking about how important it is to have discipline in one's life. Our Heavenly Father will discipline us. He will begin to correct the areas that we have done wrong, and that's because He loves us. Amen? But His purpose is to drive away that foolishness that is bound up in all of our hearts. Amen? Not only children in regards to young age children, even in the fact that we are the children of God. There's a fallen nature in all of us. There's a part of us that delights in sinful things or wants and desires wrong. It's a fallen nature, the sin stain that has affected the whole human race. But because it is there, our Father above, who is perfect, will instruct us. Amen? He will protect us. And as we give ear to our Father above, He will give us peace and long life. Amen. And so it doesn't matter today how good or how bad our earthly parents are, or our earthly parents were. We can know our Father above who is perfect. Amen. And He will be perfect in all of His dealings in your and my life. He will not make the mistakes that we are prone to making. But thank God that He's also given you and me as fathers the responsibility to be like He is. Amen. God help us as earthly fathers to be more like our Heavenly Father above. Amen. We all need work. Amen. He's still working on me, like that little children's song says. He's working on us. But God help us to be the kind of fathers that will bear resemblance to our Father above. But whether or not that may be the case or not, our Father above is always perfect. Amen. And don't let the imperfections of your earthly parents mar your perception of who God is. God is perfect. Amen. He's a perfect Father. Let's stand.